Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Food Science Snob. Today I'm here with a special guest, my boyfriend, Jordan Bratcher.
Hey everybody, my name's Jordan. I'm dating the Food Science Snob, and here I am on a new episode. So
yeah, so Jordan's been trying to get on the podcast for a long time.
Quite a while now, yes.
And yeah. So since it's almost Valentine's Day, I thought this would be a good one for him to, you know, jump on the podcast and see what you guys think of him.
Oh gosh, so there's a lot of pressure for me right now.
Leave comments if you like this or not.
Oh, okay, great. I want to know if people like me or not. We'll see how this will either boost my self-esteem or it's going to plummet. So a lot of power's in the audience's hands right now. That's all I'm going to say. Oh gosh. Okay.
Okay. So how's your week been going?
My week's been pretty good. I'm currently sitting in a closet recording this episode. So for those of you who don't know,
this is the Food Science Snob Studio.
Ariel has a state-of-the-art studio that honestly I think rivals some of the biggest podcasts in the country, like Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, I look up and I see clothes everywhere. There's a rack of shoes behind me. But, you know, I think, you know.
Does it smell like dirty gym socks in here?
No, more like musty. I don't know how to explain it. It's a weird combination. I feel like I smell like Elmer's glue right now.
Well, there's craft supplies.
Yeah, then that's probably what it is. So, but you know what? I think this is just like, it's kind of like when Steve Jobs started Apple in a garage. This is very similar vibes.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that's what we're going for here at the Food Science Snob Studio.
Well, Ariel, tell me, how has your week been?
It's been good. Gone to work, come home, cook.
She likes to cook.
But Sunday is Valentine's Day. Are you ready?
Not yet at all. There's a lot I gotta do.
Did you know that Sunday was Valentine's
Day? Yeah, I knew after you reminded me. So.
Wow.
But, I know, I'm aware. Yeah. But,
Well, today's podcast episode is actually one of my favorite Valentine's Day treats, so hopefully this podcast is, like, the last hint to nail in the coffin that Ariel would really enjoy some of these on Sunday. So
if I don't buy them, I'll probably never be on this show ever again. Yeah.
Let's get snobby. Chocolate covered strawberries are like my favorite food behind cheesecake. It's like cheesecake, chocolate covered strawberries, and then everything else follows. So today's episode is going to be Valentine's Day related, and it's our Valentine's Day strawberries really sweeter. What do you think?
Are Valentine's Day strawberries really sweeter?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna say what I think. No, I there's no way that because of some special day they're a little bit sweeter than just normal strawberries. No, that's but they might be. So we're gonna slay this myth and let's dive right in, right?
Okay, well, you're actually right. So
okay, good.
Okay, so a long time ago, before GMO was really a thing.
Before what was a thing?
GMOs,
okay.
Have you listened to my other podcast?
Yes, episodes? Yes, I have, yes.
So
yeah.
You know what GMOs are?
I know what GMOs
what are.
GMOs? Genetically modified
organisms.
Organisms. I was going to say.
Are they good for you or bad for you?
People say they're bad for you, but I really don't think they're probably bad for you. I don't really care. I mean, I'd eat anything with a GMO in it if it was cheaper than, and you know, if it saved me money.
Being cheaper.
Then what is it about? What is it about?
It's about like extending shelf life, making sure
yeah.
that there's less bugs.
This is what happens. The farmers come in and they pump some juices in the plant.
Please do not plug your ears. This is inaccurate information.
And they're adding all this artificial stuff, but it makes it last longer and it's more profitable for them. Is that correct?
No.
Then what's the point of? I thought the whole point of GMOs was that like it's like
it makes them more resistant to pesticides, bacteria, diseases, bugs.
So yes, therefore it's making the fruit or vegetable more profitable.
The way you said squeezing artificial stuff into the
that's what I envision. Like they take
evil.
A syringe and they like poke the tomato and just put it in.
gosh. That is... Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
So. Before strawberries were genetically modified, this question, actually, the answer to it would be yes, they are sweeter on Valentine's Day. Because the strawberry growing season, specifically in California, because that's where the most strawberries are grown, because they like to have, like, the warm days and the cool nights, and California is, like, perfect for that environment.
Yeah, of course.
So, usually, strawberry season begins in January, and it goes all the way through November. Okay. And so, the strawberries that are planted and grown in November are the last batch that comes for the season, and they're usually the biggest, juiciest, and ripest, and those are the ones that are actually sold around Valentine's Day due to the growing stages of the fruit.
Yes.
So, but now with GMOs, they can replicate those strawberries any time of the year. So, basically, strawberries are all the same now.
Year-round.
So the same strawberries that you buy, like, in the summer are going to be just as sweet as the ones you buy.
They're all the same because we're putting some juices in the... And the plants.
Juices, sure, yeah.
Wait, what are they? Like how do you even, I don't even.
Genetically modifying? It's just snipping the genes. It's not really actually adding anything into it. You're mostly taking away things or replacing things.
Yes.
Not adding brand new material to the fruit.
Okay. I think I'm tracking. So, all right. Let's keep going.
Okay, so here's a little tip for Jordan and all the other guys going out there to buy strawberries for the girlfriends on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how to pick the best strawberries.
Whatever's cheapest.
No, that is not correct. So, since you can't, like, go to the store and eat the strawberries, so you mostly have to go off the color of the strawberries.
Okay.
You want strawberries that are vibrant red.
Vibrant red.
Mm-hmm. And you want at the top to be green or white, not brown. Because if it's brown, that means it's overripened and it's going to get smushy and it's not going to hold up as well.
You don't want a mushy strawberry. That just sounds nasty.
Yeah. So when the strawberry is like green or white on top, that's when it's at its ripest.
It's prime.
And so that means it has the highest sugar content at this stage, which is about 6 to 9% sweetness.
Okay. That's a good amount of sweetness, I'd say.
Yeah. Also, as the sweetness increases, the acidity decreases, so it'll make the strawberry taste even sweeter when you buy it at this time.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So, it's not about how big the strawberry is or how...
It's all about that green tip.
Yeah. Green or white.
Green or white, yeah.
Preferably white.
So, look... Oh, okay. Preferably white, guys. So, look for those when you're at the grocery store.
Yeah. Consider this myth slayed.
Well, all right, everyone. So I'm going to try to take the wheel here and land this plane. I have special permission from the food science snob herself.
You're just going to steal my podcast to conclude. Like that.
Yeah. Slowly, I'm going to creep in, and this will become my podcast, The Jordan Show. So look forward to it.
Oh, wow.
So what did we learn today, guys? Well, we learned a few things. That strawberries are not sweeter on Valentine's Day because of these little things we do called GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think those are bad because they think that they take a little syringe and pluck it into the tomato. But
I think just you think that.
That's not what it is. No, it's actually gene splicing, which sounds like something they do in a horror movie or something creepy like that. But I'm just going to act like that's normal. So what else did we learn?
We learned that as the strawberries get sweeter, the acidity becomes lower.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
we got to look for those green or white tips. You don't want brown because then it's mushy, and no one wants mushy strawberries on Valentine's Day. Then you just have a lame Valentine's Day. With that, I want to say one last thing to the masses, to the crowd. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day. For all the guys with the lucky lady out there, try your best to get the best strawberries you can get. Don't get anything on clearance. Don't cheap out. She's worth it. Buy something nice. And for those of you who don't have a special someone, it's going to be okay. I know you're lonely. I've been there. Don't worry. It gets better. Just know I'm here for you. I love you. You can give me a ring. You can give me a message. I'll be here for you. It's going to be okay. And with that, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My name's Jordan Bratcher. I'm with
the food science knob, the person who owns this podcast.
And have a great, great day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not over yet.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. That was dramatic. That was my moment. You took it from me. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Anyways, let's go back to our normal outro. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.